What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
He had been proven over many different years, and it was proven that at SMU it was a talent issue around him, not Kendrick himself, right? And he was the player of the year. We ain't talking about freshman of the year in a year in an era, by the way, where nobody plays freshman anyway. If you're a freshman in a bad league and you cough on the court, you're going to get votes. You know, that's just the way it goes. So
if you hawk Tua, you're going to get a lot of votes.
If you get hawk Tua, you're moving to LA.
I get a lot of votes.
So no,
hey, I gotta.
Right. You don't even want to let me finish. The
Here's
point.
The truth. Here's the truth. Jason and John will be talking about this, I'm certain. Topics like this, riveting topics like this, from 11 until 2. Make sure you tune in today to listen to Jason and John. Thanks, Jason. John. Whoever the hell you are. I recently got an email from a guy in Jonesboro. Literally came from Jonesboro to Memphis to go to the Frame Court, because he had his Arrowhead collection from his grandfather. And like, how do you frame arrowheads? Reasonable question. You can't just walk in and buy a frame for your arrowhead, but you can walk in with your precious grandfather's arrowhead collection and say, I'd like to display this and make it look beautiful. He absolutely thrilled with the way that he was treated at Frame Corner, so much so that he wrote me an email thanking me for sending him to the Frame Corner. They do custom framing at the Frame Corner, whether it's arrowheads, diplomas, photos, sports memorabilia, or whatever. It is framecornermemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue. Chris Harrington joins the show, then Sam Hardiman. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Wednesday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Is Ryan Silverfield your success with maintaining your best players and retaining them in this era? What are the most important components to doing that? Because not every program can do that.
John, I love you for that. In fact, I'm going to hire you to come speak to our team when the chance is open.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show, straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's HIMS.com/JOY.
Want to save on some of the biggest names in streaming on the network made for streaming? X marks the spot.
Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract with Wi-Fi equipment included. And for just $15 a month, add the new stream saver that includes Peacock, Apple TV Plus, and Netflix. All your favorites, all in one place, only from Xfinity. So go ahead and binge some shows, stream some movies, and save some money all at the same time. For more watching and less spending, X marks the spot. Switch to Xfinity, the network made for streaming, and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Internet offer requires paperless billing and auto pay with store bank account, taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply, currently $56 a month. Plus Wi-Fi equipment, currently $15 a month. Actual speeds vary. Stream Saver requires Xfinity Internet or TV, and price subject to change.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Grab your country gear and head to Southland Casino Hotel's Country Festival on Saturday, August 24th. Enjoy top country performers like Tyler Farr, Royal Lynn, Jay Jones, and Frankie Holly featuring Taylor McManus. Indulge in delicious food trucks and beat the heat in our air-conditioned tent. Gates open at noon. Visit 901tix.com to purchase tickets today. One stage, four incredible performers, one unforgettable night of music and fun. It's all happening at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Hey everyone, Gabe Kuhn here. I think there's three checklist items when looking for a good dentist practice. One, are they good at their job? That's one thing you absolutely don't have to worry about when you go to Dr. Mady Sadeghi at the Smile Center. Two, is it convenient? I would say the Smile Center is about as convenient as it gets. Perfect location in Germantown. And three, are they personable? You may catch Dr. Mady trying to talk grizzlies with you upon your visit. But regardless, Smile Center checks all the boxes for a phenomenal dentist practice. Get to their location in Germantown or go to SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Introducing Lumi for Men, and we named him Mando. I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman's brother, the inventor of Mando Whole Body Deodorant for pits, packages, and feet. Because we all know our pits aren't the only places we get odor. Mando Whole Body Deodorant is different from anything you've tried before. It stops odor before it starts, powered by our acidified technology. Mando controls odor anywhere you have it. Her patented Whole Body Deodorant formula has over 200,000 five-star reviews, and because Mando has a 60-day stink-free guarantee, you can try Mando risk-free. Give Mando Whole Body Deodorant a try today and smell like the stink-free man you were intended to be.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code 555 and get an extra $5 off a Mando starter pack that comes with a solid stick, cream tube, two free products of your choice, and ships free with code 555. Go to shopmando.com, code 555, for an extra $5 off a Mando starter pack. That's shopmando.com, code 555.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host, Jeffrey Wright.
Each and every day here on the Jeff Calkins Show, we welcome Chris Harrington to the program. It's fired up.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins us now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers. Happy 85th birthday today to Memphis Music Hall of Famer Mavis Staples.
Always a groovy song. Always, yep. Always a groovy song. I guess let's start here. I don't want to spend too much time on last night, but it was something we watched, and I found myself thinking in the first quarter, it's like, oh, this is going to be a repeat of basically the entire season that we just watched, where guys that you don't really know are playing and they fall behind. But lo and behold, they scratch and claw and work their way back into it. Will Jalen Wells' buzzer beater make your top moments of the year?
No. I think there's a cap of one, I think, on Summer League moments.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair.
I think Zach Edey has already claimed that. I think it's unlikely. Like, I'm trying to think back of, like, Summer League moments that have made that list. I think Jaron hitting, like, 8 threes in his first Summer League game made the list. A Rudy Gay, like, reverse tomahawk dunking on top of E.G. Leon back in the – going way, way back was one. But, maybe did Russ Smith, leading the team to a Summer League championship make it? I don't remember. But, no, I think the Jalen Wills shot was cool. It was, it was funny because, like, I watched the game late on delay, and so I'd seen something about him hitting a buzzer beater. And the way the game was going, I thought, like, someone was going to pass him the ball and he was going to take a shot, which seemed like to be what should happen. And he's standing in the corner waving his arms the whole possession wide open, and it ends up being this, like, just sort of, hustle play, to win it. But that was a very good game. I mean, him and Cam Sensor both, the two second-round picks, the two guys – Trey Jemison played too, but the two guys who mattered most probably for the Grizzlies both had really, really strong games, obviously. That was good to see.
Though, I'm like you, it was a cool finish. It was like a cool shot. You know what I mean? Like, the one, like, hand, really grabbing the quick one hand and like, it was cool. But at the same time, like, I just, the entire time I'm watching the game, I'm like, man, it's tough to, like, talk myself into, like, this being significant.
Yeah, I mean, I think Summer League matters because I think all information matters, but, like, it only matters so much, and you take it all sort of in collectively. We talked about Cam Sensor yesterday, and I expressed skepticism about him because of his athleticism, and I still have that skepticism just because there aren't a lot of guys like that in the NBA, guys with that size athleticism combo, especially ones who are not point guards. Like, he's not TJ McConnell, he's an off-ball guy, but, like, he was a really good college basketball player for the national champion. He's been good, both of these Summer League games. And so this is why we play the games, right? We'll see. I do think with Spencer and Wells to a lesser degree, I think there are athleticism questions with Wells, not as much as with Spencer. But with both, I think they can't establish they're good enough athletes for the NBA Summer League. They can establish they're not, and that has not happened. So that's sort of like the first hurdle has been cleared. Like, if you threw me out there in that game, I would establish in about 20 seconds I'm not a good enough athlete for the NBA, right?
At least you would have made it 20 seconds. I think it would have taken about 2 for me.
Yeah, I'm giving myself 20 seconds to run down the floor, basically. That's about how long it would take for me to get end to end. So with Spencer and Wells, like, I think even 2 games in, you check the box that, they're good enough for Summer League. And so are they good enough athletically for preseason basketball, for regular season basketball? It's sort of, you step up. And I think that's something we'll only figure out over time. But, they were drafted primarily for shooting skill, and, like, Wells had a terrible first game. But, like, that was proven in college, and now we've seen it in some of these games.
How much stock would you like to have in either that by year 3 that they could crack the rotation?
I would put that as a maybe a 50-50 proposition, maybe slightly lower than that for Jalen Wells. I mean, it's a second-round pick. Most second-round picks don't do that. But he's a second-round pick who has some questions about his athleticism. But he is 6'7", and he can shoot. And 6'7 wings who can shoot, like, there's a lot of opportunity for those guys. And there's abundant opportunity if you're a 6'7 wing who can drill 3-pointers. With Spencer, he's not a 6'7 wing. He's like a 6'4 wing. And the question for him, I think Wells has a better chance to hold up defensively than Spencer, and that's the real question. We know Spencer can make shots. We know he can see the floor. We know he's smart. We know he has a good feel for the game. Can you actually play on the defensive end of the court in the NBA as a 6'4 wing with that level of athleticism? That's the real question for him.
The other highlight for me last night, I was unfamiliar with this game. Isaiah Miller might be an elite bitcher at the refs.
I mean, that guy's ability, that guy's ability to immediately have the whistle and call for the replay, it's, I mean, it's already, that's already like 10-year vet stuff. I mean, it was unbelievable how good he was.
You're paying more attention. My eyes are so trained on the guys that matter. Like, I'm just sort of barely paying attention to the other numbers running around.
He was just like every time the whistle blew. That guy, let me tell you what. Let's see. I'm trying to see. He finished with, he only finished with two fouls, but in his book, he had no fouls. That's one thing for sure. I think the other things that were, I think, kind of interesting. Do you suspect that Trey Jemison is going to be that guy that kind of goes back and forth, but he's going to be the guy that gets the most opportunity as the fifth big?
So, I mean, the question is he going to still be in that role come opening night?
Yeah.
And to me, it starts with that. I think they will have – I think the role you describe is what they want in that third two-way spot. I think, you know, you're going to have Pippen, you're going to have Spencer, and I think the third two-way will be a big – I think it will be a big they think can contribute for the Grizzlies this season. And if they end up going into the regular season without another big on the main roster, which at this point I think is likely, I think that makes it more important that the player on that two-way deal is someone who can contribute to the NBA team. And so the question I think there, I think they like Trey Spencer, Trey Jemison, excuse me, otherwise he wouldn't still be there. But I think the question they will ask themselves is, do we think Trey Jemison can really help us, you know, when we need it at the NBA level? And do we think he's the best option? And so I think this is not going to be decided really until, like, you get to opening day, because who's going to get cut in training camps for other teams? You know, I mean, if you go back, and I know it was later in the season when they had a Scottie Pippen Jr., but Scottie Pippen Jr. was in camp, I think, with the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know? And so...
He played games for the Lakers.
Right, right. And so guys who are two-way eligible who are currently not available to you are going to become available to you because they, you know, they get cut or whatever from other teams. And so my assumption is that the Grizzlies are on the lookout for who is the best, like, contributing front court player we can get on this two-way. And that might be Trey Jemison. It also might not be Trey Jemison. And I think that determination probably won't happen for a while.
The other thing I was thinking about, the expectations Luke Kennard comes back. But it's like anything. He hasn't signed, so he isn't back. And there's a universe where it just falls through. It doesn't work out. If that spot opens up, do you suspect that they would start looking at bigs throughout to use that money? Or do you think they would just hold the spot?
I'll tell you, I think the universe where that happens is like a 1% universe. I think Luke Kennard is going to sign a contract with the Grizzlies sometime in the next week or so, and I think Luke Kennard is going to be back with the Grizzlies. And so I think, you know, but to entertain the question, I think, let's say, even if that does happen, some people are going to look up and say, well, you just drafted Jalen Wells. Like, how many of these guys do you need, right? You got Cam Spencer on the two-way you could use.
Right.
Like, I know the team needs shooting, but now you got three – like shooting specialists, two guards who have defensive questions, you know, you can deploy. And so, and you don't have a fifth big. And you don't have a reliable backup point guard on the main roster, right? And so I think there will be reason to look at that and say, was bringing back Luke Kennard really the best thing to use with that salary slot? Because you could let him go and use your mid-level exception and sign a different kind of player. I think that would be a reasonable question to ask. And in the what I consider a 1% scenario that you outlined where you don't bring Kennard back, I don't think you necessarily go out and sign a player like Luke Kennard, no. But I think part of this is there's a pre-existing relationship with Luke Kennard, which is a two-way street. I think he wants to be back is my sense of things. I think, you know, they traded for him because they like him. They like the results that have happened when he's been on the floor. You know, he likes the team. The team likes him. The teammates like him. And so in a fantasy basketball sense, you could say, when you really want Luke Kennard, you could sign Gary Trent Jr. or sign this player or that player. But in a universe where the differences are fine, you know, there's a thin difference qualitatively, the fact that, like, this guy is already part of our team and we like him and there's a relationship factor there, I think, you know, sort of tips the scales a little bit.
I was trying to think about this. When I kept hearing how much Luke has liked it here, it kind of took me by surprise, not in the sense that, like, oh, who would like it here? You know, he's just in L.A. Like, I'm not even talking about like that, but it's like
it has been kind of up and down. You know, the role's been a little iffy at times. Then, you know, when it felt like they're ready to turn to him, he gets hurt. And it's been kind of erratic. Does it surprise you that he likes it as much here as he does?
I guess what I'd say about that, I have not spoken like one-on-one with Luke Kennard on that subject. He has spoken about that in more public settings that I've been a part of. He's conveyed, you know, desire to stay, a desire to be back. I think, you know, he's a guy who has bounced around some, and the Grizzlies are a team that went out to seek him out. And, you know, maybe you want to be more settled. I do know, and again, I don't, you know, this is more context clues. This is not something that he has said. That I know of, but like he just had a kid,
yeah,
you know, recently. And so sometimes there's personal factors there where like, you know, you don't necessarily want to uproot your family and move when you're sort of trying to get settled. Well, I know like Kyle Anderson, who just signed with the Warriors, he had said publicly that he didn't want to leave Minnesota in part because of his family, because he had his kid in a school he really liked in Minnesota. He really wanted to be back. I think what happened there is he could have stayed for a minimum in Minnesota or taken, you know, $20 million or whatever it was to go to Golden State. At that point, you sort of have to make that choice. But I think sometimes these guys don't necessarily. It's not just a basketball decision. Sometimes, you know.
No, to your point. I mean, I'm not rubbing salt in your wounds because you've just gone through it. But it's like, you know, my wife and I are casually looking for another house,
right?
And I just find myself going, "Man, moving with a kid sucks." Like, like, God, that just sucks. But like. You know, I don't know. I have heard from multiple people that he really likes it here. And I don't know, I guess I'm glad that he does, but it took me by surprise a little bit, only simply because it's been up and down. But I could also look at it from the perspective of he does have a role on this team. How many other teams does he have a role on? Like, I don't know.
And he's appreciated, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, fans start bellowing, "Luke," when he gets hot. Like,
sure.
Were they doing that for the Clippers? I'm guessing they weren't, right?
No, I mean, he was out of the rotation.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think even though the Grizzlies have a lot of depth there, he's not a starter for this team. He may not be a starter for any team. But I think they need what he provides, and there's a relationship there. And, like, you know, again, it's not a confirmed fact that he'll be back. It won't be until a deal is signed. But, you know, there have been two national reporters who basically said he's expected to be back and other teams expected to be back. And my independent knowledge is the same. And so I think it would be a wild surprise to me if that doesn't get done, you know, the next week or so.
Is there any chance that Monday night was the only time we see Zach Edey in summer league playing, I should say?
I doubt it. I have no intel on that, but I would be critical if that were true. I think that would be dumb. This idea, I think we talked about this earlier, but this idea of too good for summer league, like, he's a rookie. I mean, what are we doing? He needs reps at the NBA against NBA level talent. He needs reps in the team system. So no, I think he should play the whole summer league, with the exception of, like, you know, because the games are so tight, you don't play anybody every game. And so I think he sat last night along with Gigi Jackson and Jake LaRavia and Scottie Pippen because they were playing 3 games in 3 days. But barring an actual injury concern, like, no, he should play.
Yeah, I'm with you, but I'm also like in the camp of, like, in the NFL, it's becoming much more in vogue to not play your starters during the preseason. I'm not saying I want him to play all 3 preseason games, but I'm just not a big fan of, like, hey, your first game action is night one, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think there is value to being on the floor.
He's a rookie, for one thing. I know he's likely to be a starter. By the way, I was looking at this today. I think he might be the only rookie who starts opening night. It wouldn't shock me if that happened.
Again, I know it's sometimes betting markets can be reactionary because of what we just saw, but he is now either, depending on your sports book of choice, he's either the favorite to be the rookie of the year or the co-favorite.
I'm an NBA nerd who keeps I keep a spreadsheet of all the rosters and depth charts, like my own.
Smart.
And I was looking at it. The only other rookie I have, you know, penciled in as a starter is Alexander Sarr, but maybe he won't start because they just signed Jonas Valanciunas. Maybe they'll bring him along slowly. I think Zach Edey is the nice pick in this draft. I think he is the most likely, I think, period, he's the most likely rookie to start. I think there's a chance he's the only rookie who starts. And for a winning team, and he might average a double-double. Like, if I were a betting man, I'd put money on Zach Edey for rookie of the year. I think there's a good chance that happens. But back to the question, like, yeah, he's a starter, but he's also a rookie. And this is basketball, not football, right?
Yes.
Injuries can always happen, but the injury likelihood in an individual game is not quite
It's not a collision sport.
Right, right. And so, you know, we get over this all the time when they talk about taking guys out to protect him from injury. Like, where did Jaren Jackson break his foot? It was just like, you know, it wasn't even in a game. It was just in a gym.
Like it was like, like a pool or something. Like,
yeah, how did you know, John Morant injure his shoulder last season? It was just working out before a game. And so, I, you know, this idea of, like, bubble wrapping, like, young players because of injury, I wouldn't be playing him 30 minutes in three straight days. But, like, yeah, I would play him as I would any other rookie throughout summer league.
Also got the news yesterday that John Morant is now been cleared. He's back. And Jeff was asking me in the sense that he thought it was a bummer that it took up until now. I kind of talked myself into – when you look at what NBA guys do the month of June, that's why I know a lot of them just, like, go on vacation and do stuff. Like, I kind of found myself going, like, it's net positive. Like, I feel like by coming back now, like, I feel confident he's going to be ready to go at training camp.
Well, I think this was sort of the timetable that was always suggested. I don't find anything surprising about the timetable. It seemed like that was sort of normal to me that they sort of said
he was not necessarily lamenting the timetable in the sense of that it took too long. He just thought it was a bummer that he didn't have the entire offseason. But I was
to your point, I mean, these guys work hard during the offseason. They're not in the gym working on basketball 9 hours a day every single day for the entire summer. They spend some time on the beach, you know? They spend some time in the clubs and whatever. And there's plenty of time, both from a physical, you know, a physical rehab standpoint and from a skill standpoint to get ramped up. I mean, they're not going to play a game until late October.
How interested are you in the Olympic team?
Moderately. I would say moderately. I like international basketball. My world doesn't stop for it, you know, especially with no Grizzlies on the team. But I enjoy the international basketball stuff. I enjoy it even when it's not the Olympics. I enjoy it when it's FIBA and, you know, the other tournaments. And so I'm interested in it. I'm not heavily invested in whether the U.S. wins the gold in basketball. I mean, I'll root for them, but I don't guess care that much. But I'm interested in it just from a, like, liking basketball perspective and wanting to see. And we've reached the point now where most teams have, like, meaningful players on them.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, it's a lot more interesting now. It's more competitive, you know. It's sort of more obviously more risk for Team USA than it was for the Dream Team in Barcelona. But it's a lot more interesting to me as a basketball fan. And so I thought the FIBA games were interesting, as disappointing as the outcome was for USA. But, yeah, I'm interested in it. But I'm not, like, hanging on it. I'm more focused on, like, summer league and NBA transactions. I know a lot of the media has turned the corner to, like, let's break down the Olympics, and I haven't paid that much attention to it.
Yeah, because I was like you. I, you know, when I'm watching, you know, SportsCenter during the day, figuring out, hey, has anything gone on? Like, I don't know. I guess it just kind of, like, caught me by surprise. Like, oh, yeah, like, they play tonight. Like, they have a exhibition against Canada tonight. And it's one of those ones where when it's on in the competition, it's like, yeah, I enjoy it the same way you do, because I think it's a unique way to see these guys, and I find that interesting. But I was just kind of
it does feel like this Olympics is sort of like the last mountain to climb for, like, you know, a generation of guys.
Yeah.
Like LeBron's not winning another title probably. Steph Curry's not winning another title probably. And so, like, winning this gold medal could be, like, you know, the last like crowning achievement kind of thing for some of these guys.
Well, doesn't Steph have the weird stat? Like, isn't this like his first Olympic team?
That might be true. I don't know for a fact, but I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, I think, like, because there's, like, some years he got snubbed, and then other years he was hurt, and then they also, right, a lot of those years they played late into the season, and then the last Olympics was weird. I'm looking on his profile. I believe this is his first Olympic team, so, like, there's that element, but I don't know. I guess the other thing that kind of surprised me is, or not surprised me, but I've just been thinking about this. So Kawhi's announced that he's not going to play. Are we done seeing Kawhi being, like, a meaningful basketball player?
It feels that way. I mean, I think he was really good last season when he played, but he hasn't finished the season healthy in multiple years at this point. And when you're not ready, if you're not healthy in the playoffs, you sort of, at some level, what did it matter, you know? And so, you know, I think he'll still be great in moments, but in terms of being great, like, when it matters most and staying healthy, I don't know how you could depend on it at this point.
He has kind of an an odd career to like point, like to like put on paper, because peak. Wait, is he at three titles? Right, two with the Spurs, one with.
He's got two Finals MVPs,
and like peak Kawhi. There's moments where you could argue like he was one of the three or four best players on the planet, but that burst was so short. Like,
right.
I just feel like putting him into context is a difficult task, because he's obviously like peak Kawhi is a great, great player, but it's just kind of an odd career, and the bouncing around, the weird injuries, whatnot. Like I've always struggled like of how to put him into context.
Yeah, because he's not one of these guys who like got hot in the playoffs, and there's a disconnect between like the playoff the Finals MVPs and the level of player he actually was. Like, he was that level of player, but he was never that level of player in a sustained way across multiple regular seasons. And so, you know, I think coming off that title with Toronto, he had sort of like grabbed the belt or whatever as best player in the world, but didn't have it very long. You know, I mean, there's a scenario where he should have been over multiple seasons, like right there with Durant and Curry and LeBron. And it felt like he was just a little off to the side the whole time. He was almost like a more of a special attraction than an everyday kind of thing, you know?
Well, in the weird way, he kind of has like the career arc of like an old school big, where the career wasn't as long because like battling through injuries, usually whatnot, but it's like, like I think about like Bill Walton, like peak Bill Walton's a great player, but there's not that many years of peak great Bill Walton.
No, that before you said it, when you just said big, that's the first thought that popped in my head. There is a little bit of he's in his own way, he's almost like winged Bill Walton kind of without the college resume. Yeah,
Chris, we really appreciate it, my man.
All right, thanks.
That is Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. The Grizzlies, of course, will return to summer league action tonight. They will take on the Thunder. You can see that. See, that would be 7:30 tonight locally. That's going to be NBA TV. So it switches over from ESPN to NBA TV. Of course, we'll be talking about it, I would presume, after the guys had the night off last night. We'll see the guys that we're hoping to see. Zach Edey, Gigi, the entire gang, Scottie Pippen Jr. We'll see them all tonight. When we come back, Jeff's going to rejoin the program. Also, Sam Hardman is going to join the program next, joining us live from a golf course in New England. We'll do that next right here on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Los Angeles Lakers select Dalton Knecht.
To think that the Grizzlies didn't take Dalton Knecht because he's a Tennessee Volunteer, and that they should have picked him because he's a Tennessee Volunteer.
It's a betrayal of the state of Tennessee.
What kind of nonsense is that? And also, can I ask this question? And I want to be open and honest about this. And okay. You probably know better than me.
All right.
How many people from Knoxville are Grizzlies fans? How many Tennessee
people who are from Memphis?
Are Grizzlies fans? The ones that are in, yeah, the ones that are in Memphis.
There's definitely some. It's just.
But it's not like this massive fan base that you're waiting to unlock by taking Dalton.
Professional sport should be catering to a college team within their state.
No.
It is crazy to think about it. They freaked out when Will Levis got taken by the Titans. You cannot cater to a college team.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The best things in life, they come in twos. Two scoops of ice cream, two tacos. And now for a limited time, get our best deal of the year. Buy any phone when you switch to Consumer Cellular and get 2 months of service free. That's right, the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage as Big Wireless, now with 2 months free. Proof the best things in life really do come in twos. Visit ConsumerCellular.com or call 1-888-FREEDOM. Second and third month of monthly base service fee waived for new customers with the purchase of a phone and activation by July 31st, 2024. Taxes, fees, and third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 6-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties are just $2.99 each with your card and digital coupon. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of baseball. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. Every week, I have a conversation with one of baseball's greats to talk about the glory days and reflect on today's game. Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders, Jay Buhner, Albert Bell, and Goose Gossage, they've all shared their wisdom with stories of their playing days. To hear who's next, follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever had your singing lessons cut short by icy water?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Say goodbye to those cold notes with Navien tankless water heaters. With Navien, you'll hit all the right notes without the surprise chill. So keep singing and let Navien keep the hot water flowing. And get ready for the encore when you get your utility bill.
La, 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 la.
Navien tankless water heaters. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I know they got plenty of young blood left in them, and plenty nights under pink skies you taught them to endure.
All right, back in the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now from a golf course, I'm told, is Sam Hardiman. Sam Hardiman, of course, covers the city for the Daily Memphian. He is now in New England on a golf course. Is this correct, Sam?
That is accurate, Jeff, yes.
What hole?
We just finished, so the 19th. I'm about to go pay my my debt for the round to my buddy Sean in the form of beers when we're done here. It's on Eastern time, everybody, so don't judge me. It's been a
how did
a
you shoot
trip up here?
How did it go? How was the round?
He's a very good golfer. Shout out to my buddy Sean. And he was spotting me a stroke a hole on everything except par threes. And it was pretty close until about the back four, last four. And then, Sammy Shanks came out to play and, it was not good.
Yeah. People don't know Sam is a tennis player and a hockey player from way back, hockey player, tennis player. All, by the way, games with sticks, Sam. There seems to be a through line here. Games with sticks of one way, shape, or form. And you've just taken up golf. What is your experience? Like, I am not a guy who has ever played golf. My son did what you did. Started 2 years ago, basically from scratch. Not scratch, that kind of, but from a standstill. What has your experience been learning the game of golf?
It's incredibly vexing, frustrating, but also, like, I mean, it's gotten me outside so much, which is, like, what I'm really grateful for, to play golf today in the New England woods. Like, that's what I'm happy about. Did I suck? Yes, I sucked. But, like, you fail a lot in life, and, like, a lot of life is failing and learning how to fix the failure. So it's great. And, you know, it's been, you know, I did hurt myself a couple of weeks ago, going to the driving range a little much. Like, you know, there have been more golf injuries in my life than I had playing a contact sport in hockey as, like, a child.
It's so Ben, I was talking to Ben, my son, about this just last week, and he said he's gotten to the point where he can pretty regularly break 100. All the time, he breaks 100, basically. He can count on himself breaking 100. And now he's like, but, you know, I'd really like to, and he's broken 90. He said, but I'd like to get to where I'm consistently breaking 90. But then he stops and evaluates in his life, and he says, to do that, the next 10 strokes, the next 8 or 10 strokes, are going to take so much effort and money and time, honestly, that the time will have to come from somewhere. And he's making his career in New York and whatever else. And he's sort of coming to grips with the fact that it maybe isn't worth it. Like, those next 8 to 10 strokes, so he's consistently baking 90, just not worth it. How do you view that conversation or in dialogue with yourself about what's a reasonable goal and how much time is and effort should be sunk into it?
Yeah, for me, like, I'm kind of, my band of outcomes is, like, 95 to 106, like, in that, like, kind of 10-12 stroke range right now. And, yeah, I mean, for me, the goal is breaking 90 once. But I know with my, like, sort of obsessive personality, I think I'm answering this question by the way I'm answering it, but I'm going to have to be consistently breaking 90. And, yeah, I mean, at some point, my lovely and understanding wife is going to be like, well, you're a nut, and you spend all your time on the golf
playing
course.
Playing golf, right.
And I don't want to get there yet.
Yeah, all right.
So, and tennis has suffered a little bit in the meantime, so I may just have to take a break and focus on tennis a little bit.
Yeah, it comes from somewhere. Like, the time that you spend doing one thing is extracted from somewhere else. By the way, you're doing this show today from New England. I'm doing the show from Michigan. What's wrong with being a cop from Georgia, really? You know, it seems to me...
Right, we're a pair of Yankee carpetbaggers.
Yeah, we're burying Sean Jones, deputy. What was his official title? Number two, I guess, at
Assistant chief. Yeah, assistant deputy chief. Director of police services, Sean Jones. Yes.
So you wrote the piece a week or so ago, revealing that his residence is in Atlanta, which was quite a stunning piece, if I do say it myself. Like, I'm like, as soon as I saw the headline, I'm like, what in the world? And by the way, I got a little pushback on it for some people saying he didn't really live in Atlanta. And yet, when you asked the Memphis Police Department for comment, they said, no, his official residence, his residence remains in Atlanta. It is not. So it's not like they didn't even acknowledge it. He has subsequently left the police force. Mayor Paul Young said it was for reasons unrelated to his residence. What did you make of all of that? And I know you're talking about this from afar. You're on vacation this week.
Yeah, so shout out to my colleague Aaron Fleming who wrote that story that he left from the police department at the Daily Memphian. Good job, Aaron. You know, when the mayor said morale for the police department,
yeah,
I think there's a lot of truth to that, okay? Like, obviously, this residency thing maybe forced the mayor's hand, and maybe the mayor would do well to acknowledge that. But at the same time, you know, Sean Jones has been, you know, I've heard from a lot of people that he has negatively affected the morale of the police department. Now, those are obviously people that maybe have an agenda, that maybe don't like Sean Jones, that are talking to a reporter, and they know that. But I've heard from a lot of different angles, and I think you have as well. And so I think this was a move from the mayor. It looks like, but it appears that this is from the mayor, a move that if he wants C.J. Davis, who is right now the interim chief, police chief C.J. Davis is the interim chief because she hasn't cleared the Memphis City Council, to clear the city council, Sean Jones being in the picture, given the residency news, that was going to make it even tougher sledding for her.
It's interesting. You're right. Like, I won't read the whole, I got a direct message in January from someone who said, was related to a police officer, said he still likes her, meaning CJ Davis, but despises the guy she brought to town with her. Terrible ass. He needs to go. That was the kind of thing that, and so it was interesting to read in the story today about his departure that it was morale. I think that It seems reasonable to think there were other issues, but maybe the trigger here was the residency thing, like the final straw or the trigger or whatever else. But that's just from afar what it may look like. I'm curious, though, about how it impacts the C.J. Davis's the ability of her to retain to get the job as opposed to just being the interim. Because you can interpret it either one of two ways. You can interpret it as, my God, here's a police chief who brought in a guy who alienates people and doesn't even live in Memphis. What kind of a police chief is that? Why are we re-upping her? Or you can interpret it as, here she is, we like her, and now she's actually done what we wanted her to do, gotten rid of the person who was objectionable. That's a reason to keep her. I could see that playing out either way.
Yeah, absolutely. It could play out either way. I sort of still tend on the side of the former, which is that, you know, why did it take so long, right? Because that direct message you got around January, what was the date on that direct message, Jeff?
January 24th.
Yeah, that
January
was the
24th,
day after. I believe that's the day after that her appointment was put on hold. I believe her appointment was put on hold January 23rd. Someone please fact check me on that, but I believe that was the case. And it was tabled, you know, from my understanding, and I want to speak carefully here because I don't want to say that I'm reporting this, but I think that from what I heard and from what talking to people, that the discussion of Sean Jones's future at the Memphis Police Department happened before she went up for reappointment. There was some conversation, whether it was with her directly, I can't say that, can't report that, but I understand that it was discussed, that it was brought up. And so now it's sort of, did she forestall the inevitable? And I would also say this, you know, like, yes, we did some good reporting, I did some good reporting, Aaron's done some good reporting, other reporters in town have done some good reporting on his residency thing. But I would also point to people and maybe suggest that it was not a coincidence that this was in the news ahead of that vote of her reappointment maybe coming back again. It did not happen at the Memphis City Council yesterday. And maybe it might have had this residency stuff not come up. Because the mayor said, when we're done with the budget, which got done at the end of June, okay, I'm going to bring her back up. Okay, yeah. We're going to bring her back up. And really, the council has to do that. Well, interesting timing that story drops on July 1st, let's say. You know, just pointing that out for people. And so I think that she still has a lot of obstacles in her path, and maybe she's removed one, but maybe also because of how hinky this got recently, it just became the negative story is a new obstacle.
All right. One other matter, and then I'll let you get back to buying people beers at 11:46. No, I'm just, it is, yeah, it's 11:46 Eastern, right? So I could keep you for another 14 minutes, and then you would be buying beers afternoon. But we'll just go ahead and last question here. There is news in the Daily Memphian. You had earlier reported that there may be 200 jobs connected with the XAI computer facility. And then we had the story in the Daily Memphian the other day that it could be another 120. And then we also have stories about the water treatment facility, the gray water plants. And I'm curious about that one because it appears that Elon Musk and his team are designing one, and MLG&W might be designing another. Or let's take those in turn. First, obviously, good news that there's going to be more jobs here. But then, second, your thoughts on or your understanding of what's happening with the water treatment plant.
Yeah, my colleague Sophia Surrett reported this, and we were on the call together. But great job, Sophia, to get that news out there. That there'll be 120 extra jobs, and those are really fiber jobs. Really, they're fiber technicians, which is really means that these racks, which are where these microchips, the 100,000 microchips that will be in the facility, the supercomputer, are in there right now. They're fed by thousands and thousands of strands of fiber optic cable. Fiber is what they call it. That's the internet that's getting in there, essentially. And these jobs, these fiber technician jobs, are essentially to fix those. They are maintenance. Think of it as someone who would work on a car. And essentially, one of these racks is a super-duper valuable car, you know, many super-duper valuable cars. So these are good-paying jobs, somewhere in the $80,000 to $120,000 range, so good money. And so that's sort of significant. And, you know, this thing is not the supercomputer is a massive capital investment, a capital investment probably north of $4 billion easily, right? It is not a huge employer, but as you get to sort of right now, we're about 300 jobs. Those 300 jobs are pretty good paying jobs. And so that's kind of, you know, we should sort of take that as, okay, this is the thing being built out. This is what, as we get more detail, you know, I wouldn't expect much more expansion, but you never know in terms of the job count.
And then I'm going to let you drink beer because I got to cut you off anyway. We'll talk more about this and the water treatment stuff next week. So thanks very much for joining us remotely. We'll talk to you again then. Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. Jeffrey, am I still on?
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay. I lost Sam there briefly. We got to take a break. Before then, I will tell you, I will remind you that it is, it's that time. It's the semi-annual sale at Oak Hall. And here we are. We're still in the first half of July, for heaven's sakes. So you can go in there and get the best savings on sports shirts, on tailored wear throughout the store, swimwear. It's still early summer, but you can go in, and the sooner you get in there, the better savings, the better choice selection you will have. The stuff at Oak Hall is absolutely beautiful. The people are fantastic. And right now, the best savings all year long on spring and summer merchandise throughout the store. So if you don't get to Oak Hall, you are missing an opportunity. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Did you know you can listen to all your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN shows anytime with the free Odyssey app featuring Rewind?
I love listening to sports in Memphis with 92.9 on Odyssey.
Miss the Gabe Kuhn Show? Just rewind and listen whenever you want. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play 92.9 ESPN. And whammo, there we are.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too. Restrictions apply.
Are you getting the connection you deserve? 5G home internet can be spotty, and no one should rely on internet from a cell tower. Get internet for 50% less than T-Mobile 5G home internet in your first year with Xfinity. It's reliable internet with the speed you need at a great value. You'll get consistently fast speeds, even during peak hours, with 99.9% network reliability. For the internet experience you deserve, switch to Xfinity and bring on the good stuff. Now through July 25th, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for just $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract and equipment included. That's 50% savings over T-Mobile 5G home internet for your first year. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect internet versus T-Mobile 5G home internet at $60 a month. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $56 a month.
Soak up the savings this summer from Family Dollar. It's never been easier. Just download the Family Dollar app, sign up for smart coupons, and see how you can save more than ever before. Enjoy smoking hot deals on cookout classics, or get ready for outdoor fun with SPF for the whole family, plus pool toys, decor, and so much more. Check out the app today and get ready to save with the Family Dollar Summer Savings Event. New offers drop every week. Family Dollar, helping you do more.
Listen, we all love sports. That's why we're here. We love them so much, we never want them to stop. But before football cranks up, there are fewer and fewer games. FanDuel, however, lets you keep the sports going whenever you want. All you have to do is open that app up and dream up bets anytime you're in the mood. And this summer, FanDuel is hooking up all customers. That's not just new customers. That's all customers with a boost or a bonus daily. That's right. There's something for everyone every day, all summer long. It's over at FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Calkins. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and start making the most of your summer. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Opt-in required. Wager requirements apply. Bonuses awarded as non-withdrawable bonus bets or profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including bonus expirations. See terms and conditions at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's a summer of 1,000 engagements over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Robert Irwin Jewelers is the place to go, period, whenever you're getting engaged, because they have bigger, brighter diamonds, and they walk you through it, and they're incredibly nice, and they're incredibly helpful, and they can design whatever you want to come up with the engagement ring of your dreams. In addition to all of that, right now during the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, 40% off all engagement rings, plus a free summer vacation. That's right, getaway. All you have to do is spend $24.95 or more, and you get a variety of choices there. You can go to Las Vegas, Orlando, Caribbean cruise, all kinds of options for a getaway. You can pop the question on the getaway and present a beautiful ring. Get down on one knee, present a beautiful ring that you got 40% off of. It is a spectacular way to do this, and it's an incredibly important moment in your life. By the way, also at Robert Irwin Jewelers, 24 months no interest, or take up to 60 months to pay. They got 5 locations in Memphis and Little Rock, online at rijewelers.com. All right, Jeffrey, before we go, I did want to shout out the folks who who staged the Ed Murphy Classic. That is the, you've seen it before, I'm sure. A couple of years ago, I wrote about the pole vaulting on Beale Street. They have a pole vaulting event on Beale Street. They decided to bring this track meet to Memphis, and it sort of started as a, you know, kind of a one-off humble event, whatever. And now it is a major track event. And the Olympics are in a few weeks. They get started on July 24th in Paris. We are going to have actual Olympians here in Memphis competing, which is kind of amazing. Two-time world champion Sam Kendricks of Oxford is going to be competing. 2020 Olympic silver medalist Chris Nielsen will be competing, etc. So it's kind of remarkable. You can go look at the story of the Daily Memphian. John Varlas wrote it to get a sense of who all will be here, how you can participate. But here we have an event. Again, 2 weeks before the Olympics, we have Olympians competing right here in Memphis and right here on Beale Street. It's kind of an extraordinary event. When people make up their minds, obviously, like, in the end, this is a community where you can, if you decide to make it better and wrap your arms around the place, you can have a real impact. And, you know, we don't talk a lot of track. It's not obviously a major sport. It's sport in the United States of America. But kind of extraordinary what they have done with this track meet. Just another example of Memphians doing good things. You got a busy day today, Jeffrey. What is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff Norton Heard will join the boys on Jason, and John David Cobb joins us on Giannotto, and Jeffrey will also join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Grizz again tonight. We'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. We got to get out of here back then. For now, our work is done.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN, an Odyssey sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Feels like Ryan and company are firmly entrenched here.
Yeah.
With Antoine Hill.
Well, look, I mean, you saw the dorm room difference. I mean, they basically put him in a prison cell in Gainesville as opposed to in Memphis. It was a lush, beautiful suite. You know, nobody has more NIL momentum right now in the world than Memphis. In Memphis football specifically. Bro, it's like Silverfield came out of this thing like Norvell with the cornrows, bro. I mean, he is feeling like a new man after he got that FedEx money. And he's recruiting like it. He's moving different. Somebody needs to Photoshop that. Put Silverfield's face on Norvell with the braids, bro. He's a new man. Glowed up.
He does look like a new man.
And, I mean, look, it paid off instantly. You got the Power 5 DB from Indiana.
Get in the game and turn up 92.9, 680 AM. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing Lumi for Men, and we named him Mando. American-made, doctor-developed, clinically proven whole-body deodorant. Built for men, built for hard work. I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the inventor of Mando Whole Body Deodorant for pits, packages, and feet. Because we all know our pits aren't the only place we get odor. Mando Whole Body Deodorant is different from anything you've ever tried before. It stops odor before it starts, powered by our acidified technology. Mando controls odor anywhere you have it. My patented whole body deodorant formula has over 200,000 five stars.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.